sunset at Railroad Square, a funky commune-style park of old warehouses converted into new uses. Among spaces repurposed as workshops and galleries is Proof Brewing. It's one of the newest additions to the park. And as the de facto capital craft brewer, Proof is playing host to the new Brewing Liberty Caucus. But don't let the name fool you. House Majority Leader Dana Young, one of the organizers of the group, says it's far from formal.
Yeah, so I mean, it says caucus, but really it's just a group of people that, you know, support craft beer and support small businesses that are involved in the beer movement.
In the past two sessions, Young sponsored or co-sponsored legislation allowing the 64-ounce growler. She and her aide picked up T-shirts on the way in with a cartoon jug behind bars reading Free the Growler. Young says now that she's part of leadership, she can't carry the bill. Freshman Representative Chris Sprouls from Palm Harbor gets the honor this session. But she says it's time to pass a growler bill.
Well, the 64-ounce growler is the industry standard. It's the national standard. Any craft brewery you go to outside of Florida is going to have 64-ounce growlers.
Orlando Democrat Victor Torres still has questions about some of the broader changes proposed to the state's three-tier system. But he agrees on the growler.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, man. You know, it doesn't really... 128, then you don't have the 64. I mean, come on.
So this right here, and we're getting ready to brew tomorrow, so you can step in here and actually see what we're getting ready to brew with. Pardon me, I'll just pull this aside.
But there's more on the docket this session than just size restrictions. In the Senate, Clearwater Republican Jack Latvala has proposed a bill that will also do away with the tourism exception, allowing brewers to set up tasting rooms where they make their beer. The guy giving the tour is Byron Burroughs, co-owner of Proof. And he's hoping the visit will convince lawmakers to support Latvala's ideas.
I think this is fantastic. They can actually come out and see what we're doing here and see that it's not a threat to the three-tier system or society at large.
Ben Davis, owner of Intuition Ale Works in Jacksonville, explains tasting rooms, like the one he has at his brewery and the one here at Proof, establish an important foundation for new brewers. But growth still happens by working with distributors and retailers.
I mean, give you an idea, our first year we did about 1,000 barrels, and half of those were sold in our tap room. So, but as you grow, I mean, now we're doing close to 7,000, and still 500 is out of our tap room.
The push to scrap the tourism exception comes after a number of distributors and retailers challenged it in an administrative court, asking for greater clarity in how state officials award licenses. But critics were quick to question their motive. It's an exception specifically given to manufacturers, not distributors or retailers. But Majority Leader Young is confident the legislature will sort the issue out.
Be careful what you wish for and what you sue for, because as lawmakers, we're perfectly capable of writing laws that are extremely clear. And that is what we are going to, we will pass that this session. If you sue the state of Florida because you're confused, we will take care of your confusion. Perhaps maybe not the way you want us to, but we will handle that, and we are going to handle that.
The House version hasn't been amended to reflect Latvala's changes in licensing, but both bills are moving forward steadily. The Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee has Latvala's proposal on its schedule Monday. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.